Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Pei, and again we thank the sponsorship of the Kubietsky family for the past month for sponsoring the daf in honor of Jonah Kubietsky in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gevura by his siblings Nachman and Elka Kubietsky, Moshe and Arlen Kubietsky, and Abe and Chani Greenberg. Well, now we continue. We're on Ayin Tes Amud Beis. We are four lines up from the bottom, second word, Ikri Kan. So the Mishnah has just been talking about the discussion of Asaris. Rav Yeshua had said that he heard that Asaris is sometimes cholet, sometimes not cholet, sometimes his wife is cholet, sometimes his wife is not choletzes, and he did not know exactly what the pshat was. So there was a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. What was the pshat? Which saris was okay and which saris was not okay? Rabbi Akiva held that a sris adam was considered not a sris. Choletz v'chotzen le'ishto. Why? Because he had a moment in time that he wasn't a saris adam. Something happened during his lifetime. He wasn't born this way. So that's why he is in a better state halachically, haisal shasa kosher. While Rabbi Eliezer says the opposite. No, you look at what's potential now for the future. And we mentioned in yesterday's daf from Balchanan Sa'ara, and that is Rabbi Eliezer seems to be more mistaver. You know, whoever can become not a saris now, yesh lo refua, that is what should be the important factor. And yet Rabbi Akiva says, no, as long as it was one moment in time, who cares what it was? Right now, he is not someone who has the ability to be makim shame. So how is that possible? So that's what Rabbi Chanan dealt with yesterday, but now the Gemara is about to deal with that issue. Four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, asking on Rabbi Akiva, Ikri kan lahakim la'achiv shem, v'halav bar hachihu. How could we call this a situation of hakamas shame? This person, even if he had a time of yeshlo Shasa kosher. But still, right now, he has no shasa kosher. He's not a person who is able to be making shame. And as we learned earlier, in Tosfos on Daf Chafam and Aleph, even though the bia does not have to be a bia that will be, cause impregnation, but the person at least has to be ra'ui. Remember, we had that bia rishona. We said, how could bia rishona even be the mitzvah? A woman does not become pregnant for bia rishona. So Tosfos said there that as long as the person is ra'ui, the gavra, the man is roy to impregnate, that has got good enough. Tosfos said there, "Delo be'inan shetei reuya lahakama shem, ela shahayavama vahayavam yiyu reuyin lahakama shem. V'lomimatinan ela ailanis v'saris she'enan reuyin le'leil olam." That's what Tosfos said. Only people who are excluded, not the actual bia. Avo bia she'en yichol lehisaber ba lomimati kivet shahaisha o hayavam reuyin lebasof laholid. That is Tosfos on Daf Chav. That's what the Gemara asks here. So this person, even if somebody is a Sris Adam, according to Rabbi Akiva, why did that person create a Zika, and the person has to do, the woman has to do Chalitza? So that's the Gemara's question. Halav bar hachihu. So he answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, no. It's a Svara. You have to say that Saris Adam has a Zika. Why? Imkain, if you don't say that, then there'll never, ever be such a woman who could do it. Ein lecha isha shekshira liyabim. There will never be a woman that has the Zika. Why? Shonase bala saris chama shah achas kodon lemisaso. The Gemara says before a man dies, at that moment, a few seconds before a man dies, all of his organs stop working and they start shutting down. So a man would be a saris a few seconds before he dies. So if that's true, so then if you're going to tell me, says the Gemara for Rabbi Akiva, that a Sris Adam is also excluded, but everybody is a Sris Adam. And therefore, you can't include a Sris Adam in the exclusion. So since we know that a general Sris Adam, a person who is healthy, but it becomes a Sris Adam right before they die, that's for sure going to have to work. So it must be Lokal Kulei Alma, all cases of Sris Adam would have to work. What does Rabbi Eliezer do back with this? L'Rabbi Eliezer, Piruka de Rava Pirchahi. So is this point, this last point that we just made from Rava, does this end up being a kasha for Rabbi Eliezer? Right, we ask a kasha on Rabbi Akiva. How can he say a Sris Adam is somebody who is creates a Zika, they're not Roy Lakam Hashem. So the Gemara said, no, it has to be. Ain't Breyer, or else there will be no woman. So Does that prove positively now that Rebbe Eliezer is wrong? Rebbe Eliezer, who excluded Sris Adam, he said a Sris Adam does not have a Zika. But what do you mean? Everybody's a Sris Adam then. So says the Gemara, no, there's a big distinction. Hasam kechichusha da'aschalabay. When a person, a few seconds before they die, when they lose that power, that does not make him into a Sris. Right? That is all their organs shutting down, as we would have said. That it's mistaver, that is not a status change. That is just something that everything is beginning to shut down. Rashi says on the bottom, V'lav srishu, ela misa macheshes kocho. Right? This isn't a sris, this is just misa. You know, death is coming upon a person, but it doesn't mean saris is someone who is alive and kicking, and their reproductive powers are limited and even removed. But it doesn't mean that when all the powers, all the person's kochos are being removed, that is not what a saris is. Period. What's this? The Gemara here is discussing the status really of a goses, right? At the time of a gesisa, right before a person dies, so then a person is losing his faculties, and does that impact the status of saris or not? We mentioned a long time ago, not recently, so I'll mention it again, an amazing thought related to a goses. If you look at the back of Maseches Avodah Zarah, we know there are the small Masechtas there. Maseches Sofrim, Maseches Kala, Maseches Avel, Maseches Smachos, Derech Eretz, all the little Masechtas that are considered Brises. Considered Brises, and they're quoted throughout Shas. So if you look at the beginning of Maseches Smachos, Maseches Smachos is all about Hilchos Avelus, right? It's a Lashon Saginar. It's not about being Masivcha, but if you look in the beginning of Maseches Smachos, there's a Brisa quoted there, in the middle of nowhere. Beginning, right before Perek Aleph, you have a three-line brisa, where the brisa says, "Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, v'Hashem hiko kol b'char b'eretz Mitzrayim." It was in the middle of the night, and Hashem smote every firstborn. Makas b'choros. V'ksiv, and it also says in the beginning of Bamidbar, "Ki li kol b'char, b'yom hakosi kol b'char," that Hashem smote, b'yom, during the day. So the question was Makas b'choros in the middle of the night, Vahiba Chatzi Alayla, or was it during the day? Two different psukim. So Amar Reb Yochanan, Afal Pi Shehika Osa Makas Maves Mechatzi Halayla, even though Hashem smote them at midnight, Haisa Nafsha Mifarperes Bahem Ad HaBoker. Their soul was still in, and they didn't totally die until the morning. Mashal Hediot Omer, as the Mashal goes, Nasan Paslanar Hodas Ibo. Right, if you give a piece of bread, if you give a snack to a child, you should let the parent know, right, that you gave the snack. So, Avakadosh Baruch Hu Amar, Odia Lebanai Hamisa. Right now, I'm going to kill all the firstborns. I'm not going to know what happens. So I'm going to wait. They're going to wait till the morning. Then they're going to see them by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then they're going to die. Mishatekas Osam Sheson Ehem Heich Meisimba Ela Tishbar Nafshos Banaboka Kedeshi Yiru Banai Bisonam. That's the brisa. The question is, what is this brisa doing here? Beginning of Hilchas Machas, which is all about Hilchas Avelis. Why is this stuck in here? That the Mitzrayim didn't actually die, they stayed alive until the morning. So if you look at the Nachas Yaakov, which is the commentary in the bottom of the Avar Abasi, of the Mesechas Sofrim, it says, V'yesh l'daktik, l'may hevi ha'pdrusha, l'ascholas Mesechazu, kima de'em bazeh ha'drush nafkusa l'inyin dina. What is this doing here? This is all halacha l'maisa, this whole Mesechta. What is this doing here? So he says, it's based on Mesechas Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Adaf Lamites that a certain apikoros, a certain heretic, asked Rabbi Avahu, Elokechem Kohenu. Right? Your God is a Kohen, right? Why? How do I know that? V'yichu li truma. It says that Hashem took truma. So he is a Kohen, asked the heretic. Ki kover le Moshe b'may tovil. When he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, in what mikveh did he go in afterwards? Because, right, he was Batami himself. That's what the heretic asked Moshe. So instead of just rejecting him, so Moshe answers, you know, Lishitaso, V'chi tema, and beforehand the heretic continues, and if you want to say he was tovel in water, Haksiv mi madad b'shalomayim, God can't fit in any water in the world. Ask the heretic, I know Psukim better than you. So what's the answer? Amar Leia, Moshe answers, Benura, he was tovel in water, in a fire. Dechsiv kihine Hashem bo eish yavo. Umisaka tvilusa, does a tvila work in a fire? Amale, yes, adaraba, ikr tvilusa benura. No, the ikr tvila is in fire. Dichsiv, kol asher lo yavo ba'esh tavir ba'mayim. Fine, that's even better kashering. So that's the Gemara. Ask Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, why did the men only ask him How is he tovel afterwards? What about how is he metami himself in the first place? If Hashem is a Kohen, right? So how is he kover Moshe Rabbeinu? Halo kasha leheich nitma. Why? It's family member. The Yisrael nikru banim lamakom. And that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu is metami himself, kaviyachol. That's Tosfos there. Gemara and Tosfos. So now it says in Achlas Yaakov. Why didn't he ask him? What did they say by Makas Bechoros? Anivolo Saraf, Anivolo Shliach. See, he did it himself. They're not Banim LaMakom. They're other nations. So, how is the Kadosh Baruch Hu Matami himself for the Umos Olam, for the Mitzrayim? That's what the Brisa here is answering. That when he spoke them, they didn't die yet. They were Gosasin. And they didn't die till the morning. And what's the first line in Maseches Machos? In Parak Aleph. Hagoses Harihu Kachai L'chol Davar. A ghost is considered alive for all intents and purposes. So what's the raya to that? What's based down? So that's this brisa. Here's a ghost in the Choldav, and that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu could have been Metami himself, because he wasn't Metami himself. He smote them at midnight, but they didn't die until the next morning. And that's all based on the first halacha, Maseches Machos. Hariyu kechay l'choldav v'la olam. Zokek liyibum, pocha minayibum, machl b'truma, posa b'truma, go through all of the halachas. Then that is a davar nifla, how that brisa is connected to the beginning of Maseches Machos. Okay, it's related to the state of Gesisa, which is brought up here, but for the Machlokas, or Mikiv and Rebbe Eliezer, Machlokas, whether it is significant in terms of determining the status of Srisus. Okay, we are on the bottom line. So, Echidami Sris Chama. So, what is a Sris Chama? The Ritva notes here that this is not a general question of what are the simanim of a Sris, because that's going to come up on Amid Beis. What exactly is it? But it's a specific limited question on our Mishnah, which is the Sris Chama that is not Zokik Liyibim, that was spoken about by Rabbi Akiva. Very limited question. Heichidami Sris Chama, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Shelo Ra'asha Achas B'Kashruso. Somebody didn't have a moment B'Kashrus. He never had the ability to bear a child. Never had the ability to be a child. This is why also this relates to the sugyas that we had earlier in terms of the mitzvah puravu being fulfilled only after one's children have children. Remember we had that discussion? We had the machlokas amoraim. What if a person's child predeceases them? So we mentioned that it's not going to, a person did not fulfill the mitzvah besides the tragedy, but they didn't fulfill the mitzvah. What if they reproduced? Okay. If they reproduced, then maybe that the mitzvah does not get removed. But if somebody has a seris who cannot produce, then they were not yotz to the mitzvah. Kosh la rasha achas b'kashruso. So minaya dina, how does one know if the person is a saris or not? Amar abaya, kalamatil mayim ve'ena osakipa. If somebody is not mashin, so one does not urinate in the normal way, way that the stream is usually created in a certain shape. So if one does not do that, that's a reflection that they don't have the koach of reproduction, and therefore they are considered a saris. Mimai havi, where does it come from? Da afya ime betihara v'shasya shichra marka. Says the Gemara, it comes from something that happened in utero. If the mother was in a very hot place, she was baking in the middle of the afternoon, it was boiling hot, that somehow affects the fetus. Vishas Yashikra Marko, she drinks a certain type of beer. So even today, we have certain type of behaviors that we say that a pregnant woman should not be involved in. So there too, they had certain behaviors. Amar Rav Yosef, Hainu. Rav Yosef, oh, now I understand. Hainu de Shemana La'ami. I always heard it in the statement, in the name of Rabbi Ami, De Amar, Kol Shememei Imo Lakui, that some fetus became affected negatively. I always heard him say that, V'lo Yadana Mayniu. I never knew what he was talking about. So now I know. I know this is the case where a woman is involved in very high temperatures, and that affects, it creates srisos. Rashi has 2 days here, exactly what Rav Yosef was exclaiming about, but that is one of the days. Fine, so Kosh Lo Rasha Achas. Ask Tosfos, not Tosfos, here Tosfos on Amid Beis. Tosfos asks, if we have here a test case for whether somebody is a saris or not, even at a young age. Where we're going to have later on what makes somebody into a vade saris. But this is a pretty good litmus test, right? If somebody is not matamai bekipa, then what's the whole machlokas that we had once before, we're going to have later on, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? Right? Whether a katan or a ktana are able to do yibum, right? Chalitza, now they're a lot bardas, but why are they able to do yibum? So the Rabbanan say, yeah, their yibum works. And the Remeir says, no, because choshishin l'miyot. Choshishin l'miyot, Remeir all over Shas says you have to be worried about the miyot, and maybe he's going to be a sris when he grows up. So ask Tosfos, what's the case under discussion there? Is he matil mayim bekipa, or is he not matil mayim bekipa? If he is matil mayim bekipa, that is a very good chance that he is a sris. So why would the Rabbanan say, you don't have to be worried about that? And for Rabbi Meir, if he's not, doesn't it show that he's not going to be a Saris? And doesn't that weigh the evidence that maybe it's at least a Miyat She'eno Matsui Klau, and therefore even Rabbi Meir should not be Choshesh in this case? That's Tosa's question on Amid Beis. In Dibur Maschal Ad, Tosa says, V'yim Tomar, V'yadam Rina, and he quotes the Mishnah later on, Katan V'ketana Lo Cholten V'lo Miyabin, Katan She'eno Matsui Saris. So Kishemat V'yim Yosek Kipa Yachlotz. V'yavim l'ravuna damar shibakul. We'll get to that machlokes. What Tosfos is going on later on. But Tosfos says, what's the case on the discussion? That is a machlokes. So Tosfos says, it must be that this case of hatolas mayim is only enough to create a suffix. It's not enough to create a vadai. Or else there wouldn't be a machlokes. Third wide line in Tosfos. V'omeri, dahad ve'inan le'el, she'yibo simani sris mishenolad, hainu le'chashev vadai saris. Avo suffix saris havi, avo bishe'en bo simani saris. Let's say does everything like he's supposed to. He's matomai bekipa. Remeir still is choshesh there. Because that doesn't make him a vada. That only makes him a suffix. And that's not enough for Rabbi Meir. And therefore he would still be choshesh. That's Rabbi Meir shita of choshishin lamiyot. Remember we discussed a couple of days ago the different levels of what rove is. We have holchen achra rove, ruba kakula, but Rabbi Meir is the shita throughout Shas that is always choshesh for the minority, for the miyot. Okay, so that's the where it comes from something that happens in utero. Says the Gemara. So now, he is older. You know he's a saris. And you know, let's say he was born with it. Why aren't we worried that maybe sometime between his birth and now, he became healthy, and he was able to have a child? Meaning Rabbi Akiva says that Sris, with the halachas, machali between a Sris Adam and a Sris Chama. And a Sris Adam, according to Rabbi Akiva, is okay. Because he had a shasa kosher. And a Sris Chama is not okay. But maybe our Sris Chama here had a shasa kosher at some point. There was some moment in time in between that he became healthy and that we didn't realize it. How do we know for sure that it's gone straight, that status? V'lech Hashem Ivri Bein Tayim. Says the Gemara, you don't have to be worried about that. Kiva t'chilaso v'sofo lakui lo chayshinan. Since his beginning status and his ending status now is affected, so we're not choshesh that, one moment in time in the middle, he got healthy. Says the Gemara, really? Why not? Matzav Rav Mari. Rav Mari asked from the Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros. We know the halacha of Bechor Behema Tahora. There are three mitzvahs that have to do with firstborns. We have Bechor of a person, of a boy, of a human, not non-Kohanim, non-Levim, non-Caesareans, that's Pidyon HaBen. Then we have the mitzvah of Bechor Behema Tahora, the Bechor of firstborn animals, cows and sheep and goats. And we have the firstborn of a donkey, special mitzvah to do Petar Chamor. So the firstborn of a Bechor Behema Tahora, we know is a carbon, automatic carbon. Even if somebody doesn't want it to be a carbon, it's a carbon automatic unless they prevent its status before it's born, right? Maybe being a mishatef with a non-Jew. That helps prevent the status. But if there is a Bechor, so then the halacha is it's a carbon unless it gets a mum kavua, unless it gets a permanent mum. If it gets a temporary mum, no, it still has kedusha, unless it gets a permanent mum. Once it gets a mum kavua, it automatically loses its kedusha. It's the only carbon of its type like this. Usually, if an animal gets a mum, it's still called psulei hamukdashin. And therefore, one still has to redeem it. And there are still limitations on what one is allowed to do with it afterwards. There's an issue of gizav avoda, even after it's nifta. But by a bechor behema tahora, once it gets a mum kavua, it becomes a monoshal kohen. He can do whatever he wants with it. That's the halacha. So, big shiloh about whether something is a mum kavua or a mum over. Kohanim were even chashudim in this regard, that they would put a mum kavua in it because they wouldn't want to have it as a karbon. So, that is background. So, the Mishnah here is discussing a certain type of mum in the eye, the white of the eye of the animal. So, how long do you have to leave it there for it to be known as a mum kavua? So, the Tanakhama had said 80 days. 80 days. Rabbi Chanina, now we need to read the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says you have to check it during those 80 days. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, both kinoso shalosh pa'amim betok shmonim yom. You have to check three times during the 80 days. Why? If you only check the beginning and the middle and the end, so maybe you got healthy in the middle. So what do you see from there? Even if you have a status at the beginning and a status at the end, the middle might not have that status. You have to be worried that maybe the animal lost that state of blemish in the middle. So to here, why don't you say that? Why do you assume that he's a saris? Answers the Gemara, l'chad aver chayshinan, l'kule gufei lo chayshinan. One limb, you're right, might have become healthy in the middle, and therefore you have to be worried and check for it. But the whole body? The person is a saris, that's a status of the entire body. So if he was a saris when he was born, and he was a saris, you know, Rashi says, a saris is machwas choli kol hagufu. Right, it's not just considered in one area. It's cholas kol haguf. Therefore, we're not worried. If that was at the beginning, that was at the end. So then, that is what is assumed to be here as well. 2 points. Number one is the whole shiloh of the Gemara. So we have the status, the question of checking. But the question on this Gemara, the Karen Ora asked the question: why don't we just say chazaka? We know there's a concept of chazaka learned out from the first parak in Chulin. If there is a status, so we assume it continued. Right, the Gemara says, what is the source of chazaka? And when a Kohen goes to check out saras in a house, and then he goes out of the house to paskin. So how do we know that when he goes out to paskin, what he just saw 10 seconds ago still exists? Maybe the saras disappeared. So the Gemara says, no, it's a chazaka. If you saw it 10 seconds ago, you assume that it still exists now. So here too, ask the Karen Ora, ask the Aruch Haner, why don't we say there's a status of chazaka, that once he was a saras, that there's a chazaka to make kar, there's a chazaka to hashta, so that's it. There's a chazaka, says the Aruch Haner. Ksas kasha heichnagadadach lo markein shevechulin yafina das lina basar chazaka mi viyatsa hakoin al pesach abayis harisha lina basar chazaka lo chayshin and shema halach beitayim v'chazar. Answers the Aruch Haner. Here is different. V'tzarech lomar to have isalke daitach bebal chay chayshin and yoser. Maybe by a human it's different. By a human, why? Because he's sick, maybe he got better. We're not talking about a nace, right? A dog like saras. No, so there we don't have to assume that the nace changed. But here we're talking about a person, or a status of something out there in the world. Kivon da asui lehishtanos aide gidol v'tzimuach. Things change based on maturity. Things change based on people becoming growing and getting older. It's not an inanimate object. So says the Aruch Haner, I would say that's why this is not a regular case. He has different lashonos, maybe by a person, or then he adds in, it's a chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos. That is the question. The Achiezer of Chaim Ozer has a little different formulation in Achiezer Chelek Al of Simon Chavtes. We also discussed this question of the Karen Ora, that says, known as the question of the Karen Ora, why don't you rely on chazaka here? Why do you choshesh that the status changed? So it says the Karen Ora, what does it usually mean that there's a chazaka, so you assume the chazaka continued. But here, what existed originally? There was a certain physical determination. But we still don't know whether that physical determination is just a sickness or not. So this isn't you don't know, oh, it's a chazaka, period. We knew he was a saris right away, and that continued. No. We're trying to figure out if he is a saris. Because there are certain simanim that pop up originally that are red flags, we would call them, but they're not determining factors for the status. So says the Rabbi Chiezer, that's what's going on here. Why aren't we choshesh that something changed in the middle? Because it wasn't that it was originally a status, and now the status continues. No, there was a physical red flag earlier. And we want to know whether that continued. If it continued, then you would have a chazaka, that this is a saris. But not otherwise. He says, I'll read it for you. Sickness is often, Be'ez Hashem, get better. You don't have a chazaka for that it's not going to change. So that's how you read the Gemara. Says the Achiezer, because you never had a chazaka of srisus, you had a chazaka that you had this physical ailment. You don't know if it's going to turn into srisus. What's the Gemara's question then? Still, it's a good probability, but it's not really based on chazaka. But it's just that you're not choshesh that anything changed, right? The more you strengthen the question, then you got to figure out what the answer is, right? The question is so problematic. So we give great explanations to the question, but then you got to figure out what the answer is as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Oh, just one other ha'ara. Once we're talking about Bechar, I like to mention that the point of the Taz. The Taz in Yeridea notes these three, out of these three mitzvahs that have to do with Bechar. Bechar behemet tahora, pidyon haben, and Petar Chamor, two out of three of them get a bracha. Two out of three. Petar Chamor gets a bracha, right? It's pretty unusual, bezman hazeh, which Jews own donkeys and have firstborns, and you have to switch the kedusha, switch the status onto a sheep, but that's a mitzvah daraisa, right? And, it's done bezman hazeh if a Jew has a donkey. And you make a bracha on it. And you also make a bracha, we know, on Pidyon HaBen. There is no bracha on Bechar Behemoth Tahora. And the Taz asks, why not? Why isn't there a bracha on Bechar Behemoth Tahora? So he quotes the Prisha. The Prisha says, well, maybe because you're not being Nichnas L'Kedusha. You are, something about the removal of Kedusha versus Hachnas L'Kedusha. So the Taz doesn't like it. The Taz says, straightforward, simple. You know what the difference is? You only make a bracha when you're doing something. When you are doing something actively, not when something happens automatically. So, by Bechor, Pidyon HaBen, you are changing the Kedusha of your child onto the money. By Petach HaMor, you are changing the status of the donkey onto the sheep. But by Bechor Behemoth Tahora, it's automatic. I'm not doing anything. My animal has a firstborn, it's Kadosh. I'm not doing anything. You're right, there's a line that says Mitzvah LaHakdisho to add, but you're not doing anything. So that's why there's no bracha. A birchas mitzvah needs for you to do something, right? You might ask others, what about Shabbos? You make Kiddush, right? So first of all, you might say that's not a birchas mitzvah. That's a birchas shevach, right? So therefore, you're right. It's not, it's only, the rule is only by mitzvahs, not by shevach. Hashem always does it, right? It's not you. Or you might say, there is something, once Chazal enacted for you to make Kiddush, so you do take part in the Hakdasha of the day more than Bechar Behemoth Tahara. Okay, but either way, that's the important Ha'ara of the Taz, in terms of Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Loki V'chulu. So remember the Mishnah's had in Lachlokas, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, as to which one is better, Sris Chama versus Sris Adam. So Rabbi Elezer was the one that said that a Sris Adam is the worst one. Sris Chama is better because the Sris Chama has a refuah. Says the Gemara Baraminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. Ben Esrim Shana below Havish De Cyrus. The Mishnah tells us in Mesechas Nida that if you have a 20-year-old who has not brought to Cyrus yet, Yaviyu, and he is a Yavam. He is a Yavam. His brother died. Yaviyu Raya Shehu Ben Esrim, the family of the girl of the Yavama, should bring a Raya that he, the Yavam, is 20 years old, and he still has not brought Simanim of Godless, Vehu Asaris, and he's Asaris, and then Locholis Vlomiyabim, and then the Zika would be broken, right? There's no Zika, you don't do Yibam or Chalitza, and therefore, she would be able to get off scot-free. Maybe it means also the original marriage wasn't even a marriage. And the opposite, Bas Esrim, V'lo Heviyash De Cyrus, if you have a woman who's 20 and she did not bring a sign of maturity yet, Yaviyu Raya, his family should bring a Raya, Shehi Bas Esrim, V'hi Ha'ilonis, Lochal Ezevams Yabemes. So 20 years old, if only can bring a Raya of Srisus, that helps. Divrei Beis Hillel, Ubei Shammai Omrim, Zevezeb B'nei Shmona Asrei. No, the signs go by age 18. Not by age 20. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Hazacher k'divrei Beis Hillel. The male's 20. V'anakeva k'divrei Beis Shammai, 18. Mipnesha isha m'meres lavo l'feya ish. A woman's maturity always comes earlier, just like she's bat mitzvah before bar mitzvah. Question mark though. Rabbi Eliezer is talking here, and Rabbi Eliezer was the one that said in our Mishnah that if somebody's a Sris Chama, there is a Zika. And here he's explaining Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, talking about Sris Chamas. That how long? From birth until age 18, until age 20. And here he's saying that it would be excluded. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bar Tikule, Amar Shmuel, Chaza bo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Chozer bo. You're right, he retracted one of them. Which one did he retract? Iboy Luhu. Mahi Hadarbe. Which one did he retract from? So Tashma, the Tanya, the Brisa says. We have a Brisa that supports one of the Mishnayas, right? We have a Mishnah here in Yavamas. We have a Mishnah in Nida. So whichever side the Brisa is on, we'll assume that that's the Brisa that wins. So the Tanya, Blezer, Omer, Srischama, Cholis v'chotzen l'ishto. Right? The Braisa supports our Mishnah. Shekein b'minon misrapin. Why do you do yibam or chalitza? Why do you do chalitza? Because they have refua. Shekein misrapin b'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. So that is why you would do, he was chozer bro from the Mishnah in Maseches Nida. Answer number one. Answer number two, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar explaining Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar Omer la'olam lohadar, really was not chozer bo. Depends what you're talking about. In our Mishnah, we're talking about Yibam and Chalitza. V'chitnan ha'hi la'onshin. What's going on over there of age 20? That's in terms of onshin. So that's what kicks in at age 20. Right? Something's kicking at age 13. Some things kick in at age 20. Period. There is a Rambam, just to mention the Rambam and the Achronim wonder where the Rambam gets it from, and the Tur even thinks it's a mistake in the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes the ages of Sris, he quotes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Ishus, he says, Haisa bas esrim shana pachos shloshim yom. 20 years old minus a month. That's the age. V'lo heviyash deisayris v'nirbo simani islandis harihi islandis. 19 and 11 months. V'imlo nirbo kosimani islandis adayin ktani yachetavish deisayris v'chudl until she's 35. She doesn't have any simanim of saris. Says the Ravid. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. That's not what our Gemara says. It's either 18 or 20. What do you mean 20 minus a month? Says the Ravid, Zeu Ashir Eini Yodea Mahu V'Hayla Lomar Haisa Bas Esrim Shana Sheneplasa Bas Shloshim Yom. You want to say 19 and a month? Okay, I'll take that. Because sometimes 1 month is considered a year in for certain halachas, for Arla, right, sometimes. So, fine, I'll take that, says the Ravid, but to say 20 minus a month? Where does that come from? Right, either you need 20 full years, or 20 years old, or 90 plus a month. So the Lechem Mishnah quotes the Tur. The Tur quotes the Tos Sofer. Mistake in the Rambam. It should be what the Ravid says. And the Bach says no, the Bach says no, the Rambam means it. There are certain halachos that the month before the year already has the status of the following year. So you find that in some cases, he quotes from different areas. But to know that that's a difficult Rambam who says it's minus a month. Itmar. Says the Machlokas Amoram. Says the Gemara. Ochal Chelev mi ben shtei mesrei v'yomechad ad ben shmon esrei. If somebody does an Avera between 12 and 18, or 12 and 20, right, during the time that they're already officially in age, a Gadol or a Gdola, but they're going to turn out to be a Sris or an Islandis at age 20. Because that's when, by that time, if you have Simanim, then for sure, so that's a Sris. So, v'noldu bo simani sris. Ula achar mikan evish de siris, and afterwards two siris are brought. Rashi quotes that factor is not the important factor here, right? But it tells you a chiddush of even the shita of Shmuel. But either way, the question here is, when do you say srisus kicks in? You find out only later at age 18 or 20. But then, what about the interim time? Rav amar, nasa sris l'mafreya. Rav says, once you find out, then you throw it back, and you say, this person was a Sris the whole time from age 12. Oh, you only know about it now. But even L'mafreya, that's when it starts, and therefore, Pashas, the person would be a Gadol or a Gdola, and you'd be Chayiv something from that age. We'll talk about what the something is. V'Shmuel Amar, Katan Ayabos HaShah, no, he's a Katan, up until that time. Once you find out about it, that's when it kicks in. Machlokas, Rav, and Shmuel. What exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What's this about? So it says Reb Chaim, in the Grach al Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, he has two formulations. What's the Machlokas about between Rav and Shmuel? V'yesh lomar, depligi, de Rav sover, de nase godo me'atzmo bashu saris, ve'eno bar havas shtei saris. Really, ubishanim levadu denase gadol. What creates godless? Shanim? We know it's usually shanim v'simanim. But, says Reb Chaim, maybe the ikar is really shanim. Simanim is just a tenai. It's a condition, but it's not really what determines. So therefore, if there is somebody that is not right to bring simanim, then shanim is all you need. Once later in history, you find out that simanim wasn't a factor in this person's life, then memela shanim is what brought them into godless. And that's why it goes to Mafreya. That's what Rav holds. And Shmuel says, no. Shimanim and simanim. So now you have different types of simani. You have so many gavlas, you have simani srisus, right? One, but you need both of them. And that's why it only kicks in later. Because it's not just about shanim. So the machlokas is, says Reb Chaim, what is the cause for gavlas? Only shanim or shanim and simanim? Number one, way to understand the machlokas. Or, says Reb Chaim, maybe not, maybe they both hold. Tafka simani sris plagavlos. You need the simanim. But the machlokas is whether you could say a status kicks in lamafreya. If a simon comes up later, what do you say about lamabakarchach nira tadishmul sphirulay delonas agadal mafreya? We should the sphirulay delomarmina nigolay mils lamafreya. You don't say that type of svara. You say mikanalahaba. Right? Statuses cannot go backwards. Good. That is Reb Chaim. You might also say, we've talked about this in the past, that there are different, even if you say something goes back l'mafreya, you might say it doesn't, there are two ways to say l'mafreya. There's what we call l'mafreya l'mafreya, or mikanu l'haba l'mafreya. Well, you could see it in the past only from now though. But you don't think of it as actually mamish happened in the past. You don't rewrite history. You rewrite history with hindsight, but you don't rewrite history b'shaito at that moment. So that sometimes comes up. That also might be the machlokas here. And that those two formulations might help out with Tosfos' question. Tosfos says, so l'may nafgamina, between Rav and Shmuel. Tosfos says, whether you're going to give malchus, if somebody ate chalev, what's the case? He ate chalev, right? If somebody ate chalev after age 12, whether you're going to give malchus? Ask Tosfos, isn't that hasra safik? Hasra Safi means you don't know if the person's gonna be chayiv at the time. Right? What's real Hasra? You know if the person does this Aveira, they're gonna be chayiv. The only thing left to do is to do the Aveira. But what if there's another factor that's unclear? The classic case given is a baby boy is born after 8 months, his mother got divorced and remarried right away. And you don't know who the father is. You don't know who the father is. And he goes over, he's about to hit somebody. And somebody says, you know, if you hit this person, you're gonna be chayiv misa. But it's unclear whether it's his father or not. And he smashes the person. Hasra Safik, because you don't know if he really hit his father or not. So here, you don't know if he's a Sris or not. So you don't know if he's a Katan or a Ktana. So isn't that Hasra Safik? So Tosfos says, Afal Gav Shebzaz Hasra Hayas Safik. No, Igloy Mil Salam Afreya, that he was really a Gadol at the time. And it's not like the Hika Zev, Achazav Hika Zev. It's not like that case. Why? Tosfos has a crucial line. The question is exactly what does Tosfos mean? The Shef Shmaisa discusses this Tosfos. Da'af la'achashike shneim lo yediya izu aviv. What's general Hasra Safik? An unanswerable question, and a question that you don't know if it will ever be answered. Right? Who is this guy's father? You have no idea, and you might not ever find out. But here, you know at age 18 or 20, it's going to become clear. One way or the other. And therefore, that's not called Hasra Safik. That's what Tosfos says. What does Tosfos mean here? That's a good question. Why this is more of a vadai more than other cases? You want to look how many Achronim formulated the Birei Hadaf summarize. Why? Heim other cases. She called Debri Tosfos kan heim rak mishum sheish kan vadai maisa iser v'hasafik ki rak al chiyav malchus. This is different, a little different formulation than when our Lashon of Tosfos. What's the difference? Here he did a Maisa Aveira. He ate Chalev. You're not sure if he was a Gavra Bar Chiyuva. That's different than, let's say, the hitting the father case. We're not sure if there was a Maisa Aveira done at all. Not just a problem with the person, a problem with the Maisa. So maybe that's the difference. Hasra Safik is the only problem when the Maisa Aveira is in question, not the Gavra Bar Chiyuva being in question. The other way that you might get out of this, Tosfos says that the Nafkamina is Malchus. The Shef Shmaisa says you might say the other Nafkamina is for a carbon. And that's, forget Hasra, for a carbon. And that's, even with Hasra Safik, that might be the issue. And he says that might work for the Rambam, who holds Safik Daraisa L'chumra is only a Din D'Rabbanan, because here, you'd be Chayv Malchus, a Midaraisa, according to the Rambam, Safik Daraisa L'kula, he's allowed to eat the Chalef. So how can you say he's going to be Chayv Malchus? On a Daraisa level, he's allowed to eat the Chalef. So he says maybe it's only Mitzad Karban. Why Mitzad Karban? Because on a Darabanan level, he's not allowed to eat it. So Midarabanan, he's still Chayiv in Ocean. The Darabanan told him not to do it, so that might be enough, says the Shef Shmaitza, to be Mechayiv him a Karban, even though it wouldn't be enough to be Mechayiv him Malchus. Again, there's a lot of action here in the Achronim based on this little Tosfos, Dibur HaMaskel Na'aseh. Okay, let's continue though. So we have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel whether we push back the status. So Maskev l'Rav Yosef l'Rav Islandis l'Rav Meir Yehel Aknas. One second, Rav Yosef says Rav says it goes backwards, right? So what happens at that moment back in time at age 12? So the Gemara's Havamina here is that she goes through the regular process of Ktana, Nara, Bogeres. She's a Ktana till age 12, then she's a Nara for 6 months, and then she's a Gedola. There is a Machlokes. Rashi quotes it from Maseches Ksubas Daf Lamed Hey. We know a Nara who is Nispate, who is Ne'anas, is Chayev to pay her a Knas. So there is a Machlokes Tanam there. Rabbi Meir says only a Nara is Mekabelas Knas. And the Chachamim say even a Ktana. But a mayor says that only a na'ara. So according to, and the Gemara there says, islandess, according to a mayor, does not get a knas. Does not, but 1 second, according to Rav, we just said that the status of islandess goes back. So at age 12, why not? If it goes back, so she does become a gdola. It's not only at age 20. So she becomes a gdola earlier. So he answers the Gemara, you're right, she becomes a gdola. But she skips the middle step. Amalei abaya mikatnusa yatzdala beker. She goes from a ktana to a bogeres. And her mayor says you got to be a Nara to be Chayevas Knas. That's why her mayor doesn't allow her to, doesn't say that there is a Knas for an islandess. Omar Leis, when Rav Yosef hears this, he says, wow. Kol kihani mili ma'al yasa yisamra mishmai. Wow, such a great thing. You should say more things like this in my name. Our Gersa in the Gemara, you don't know what Rav Yosef is talking about. The Ritva adds in a line. The Ritva says that as many times in Shas, right, that they told this to him, Rav Yosef, you taught this to us, and you forgot him. Rav Yosef got sick, he forgot his learning, so that's what's going on. And he says, why should you say more things like this in my name? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Ein Asris Nido Kebetzor Amore, Lefisha Ein Asris cannot be a Betzor Amore. Why? Lefisha Ein Betzor Amore Nidon Elaba Chasima Zakana Tachton. A Betzor Amore has to have a full makom of Syros, and he does not have it, so that's why he can't be a Metzora Mora, and the second half is what has to do with us. Vein Islandis Nidonis Kina Arahamorasa Shemikanusa Yatzala Beger. Right, so as we just said, she skips the status of Naris, and therefore she is not chayev to pay her a knas. Good. Just a quote. It's been a while. The last line of Maseches Sota. The last line of Sota. Remember, the Mishnahs at the end of Sota say when certain Tanoim died, so certain Midos left the world. Right? Because these Tanoim, they personify these Midos, and therefore, when they died, these Midos left with them. The Gemara says, Mishameis, this person, Mishameis, this person, Mishameis, Rabbi Meir, Batlu, Moshli, Mishalim, Mishameis, Benazai, Batlu, Ashak, Dunim, Vechulu. And then it says, Mishameis, Rebbe, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi died, Batel Anava. Anava left. Says the Gemara, second to last line of Sota, Amalei Rav Yosef, Latana, Lotisni Anava, Diika Ana. No, it's not true that when Rebbe died, Anava left. Why? Because I'm still here. Diika Ana. Famous Kasha. That's great. It's great, Anava. So the Vilna Gaon says there's a Tana called Ana. And it means Ana. Ana is a great Tana. But we mentioned in the past the beautiful thought that Rav Yosef is the one that's talking here. Rav Yosef, as the Ritva just mentioned here, lost all of his learning, forgot his learning, and is reminded throughout Shas of his learning that he had previously taught the other Talmidim. So Rav Yosef says, you think humility, which is about realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and you're not in charge? You think humility is not here? Just look at my life. Deika, no, look how fickle life is. Look at what could happen from one day to the next. That'll teach you humility. Lo tisni anava, deika ana. Look at my life, and that will teach a person on. You don't have to say, oh, Rav Yehuda Anasi took it with him. Just look at my life, and you can see it. So whenever a line like that comes up about Rav Yosef, it's good to review and remember that thought. Vayter, Amar Rabbi Avo, Simani Sris Islandesu Ben Shmona, Simanim of Sris and Islandes, and a baby born in the 8th month. How do you know vadai that these statuses are true? Ein osim ben maisa shiu ben esrin. You don't assume they're vadai saris or vadai islandis, right? Unless they're 20 or ben esrin. You don't assume that he's not a ben esrin vadai until he's 20. Meaning, up until that point, there are certain things that we're about to see that you don't do to him. You have to be choshi. Maybe he's not a bar kayama. And at age 20, you can assume he's not. Says the Gemara, upen shmona mi kachaye. Remember, in that time, they assumed that an 8-monther would not live. So does he live? What do you mean, until age 20? He's not going to live that long. Vatanya, ben shmona ukeven. What do you mean, an 8-monther? He's like a stone. Va'asu l'taltalo. And it's asu to move him. He's muksa, if born on Shabbos. So a mother could lean down and nurse and express milk into his mouth because of the danger. What's danger? The danger of you don't want to kill this baby prematurely, even though he's going to die soon anyway, and also the mother. So what do you mean he's going to live till 20? By the way, the poskim obviously say that Rav Shlomo Zalman writes this specharifus in the Minchas Shlomo. This obviously nishtanu ativim, and we have to do everything we can for the 8th month through Machal Shabbos and do everything. Right, for any of these children. But either way, in the time though of the Gemara, we assume that the child wasn't going to die. So what do you mean till age 20? We'll go with our Girsa here. Kishagarmu simanov. No, if he had his simanim were nigmar, meaning if he looked healthy, if he was born healthy, then you have to be worried that maybe he is not an eighth monther, even if he was born in the eighth month. That's what it means. The Tanya Izel ben Shmo, Nakoshlo, Kalalo Chadashav. An eighth monther is lo kalalo chadashav, if he's not completely formed. How do you know? Rebbe Omer Simanim Ochichan Alav. His Simanim reflect about it. Arovet Siparnev Shlo Gamru. His hair and his fingernails that were not completed. Taima de lo Gamru. So, the reason that you assume that he is an eighth monther is because they were a nigmar, ha gamru, but if it was nigmar, amrinan, then we say hi bar zayin, who really this was a seventh monther that just came out late. Vishtahu yehu de ishtahi, that delayed being in the uterus for an extra month. And Rashi says, and therefore what was Rabbi Avahu's chiddush about eighth month or 20 years old? Rashi, third line, v'yashmin on Rabbi Avahu, diafilu l'rebi lo machzakina leba bar kayama achia ben chaf. Even though this is true, he's born in the eighth month, and he has the fingernails and the hair fully developed, you don't assume he's vadai until age 20. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Avahu. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Elohado avad Rava Tosva'a uvda. Rava Tosva'a paskind be'isha shalach b'ayelam dinas hayam, a woman that went out to, her husband went out to see v'ishtaya treisi yarchishasa for a year. And this woman had a baby after 12 months. The Akshrei, come on. And she said, and Rava Tosva said this baby was kosher. What do you mean? She hasn't had bia with her husband for 12 months. Don't you have to assume he's a mamzer? No. Maksha the baby. Why? Because maybe he stayed in the womb for an extra few months. Karebi, Damar Mishtah. Who did he paskin like? Like Rebbe? Who says sometimes babies delay, but he's a Das Yachid. How could you paskin like him? Answer, no. Kivan Dikar, Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel also says sometimes babies delay. To Amar Mishtahi, Karabim Avad. So you have at least two Rabbeim on your side. That's already considered a Rabbim. Titania, where did he say there's delay? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Shashol Lamed Yom Ba'adam, Eino Nefel. If a baby is born for 30 days, after 30, lives for 30 days, so then Eino Nefel, you don't assume that he's a Nefel, therefore you see also there, if he lives for 30 days, he's not a Nefel for terms of Pidyon HaBen and for others, right? Rashi, Vafilu Lokal Lokhache HaIbor, even if he was born prematurely, once he lives for a month, you assume that he was Mishtahe into the 8th month, and you assume he is a full-term baby. Look at the Rambam says 12 months is the limit. More than 12 months is Chash Mamzeris. Right, 12 months is the limit because it's not going to be Mishtaya for longer than that. The Russian Kiddush also discusses, are we worried that the husband came back in the interim in private, and what if they say she had beer with her husband in between? So the Rush there discusses that. What if they admit to having beer with amongst themselves? Then Pashas, you could be told on it, says the Rush there in the name of some days. Vayta Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Eze Os Rishchama. Now we'll get into certain simanim, the general question. What is this Rishchama? What is simanim? Koshu ben Esrim, Elohevi Shei Cyrus. If he's already 20 years old and he did not bring any hair, V'yafilu Hevi L'Acher Mikan. And even if he brings later, how are you Kosaris L'Chol Dvarav? That is not, doesn't have any effect. And the machlokes we had, whether it goes back to 12, whether it starts later. Veiluin simanov, kol she'ein lo zaken, he does not have any beard, facial hair, v'sara lakui, and his hair in general is soft. Ubsara machlik, and his skin is smooth. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer mishum Reb Yehuda ben Yar, kol she'ein meimav ma'al and resichus. If his urine does not produce the same bubbles as normal, v'yesh omer kalamato mayim veinos akipa, as we had before, v'yesh omer kol she'ech v'zaro docha, if his zera is very watery, v'yesh omer kol she'ein meimi ragla machmitzen, if his urine does not become putrid, acher moim kol she'rochitz v'imos akshamim meim besara mala hevel, when he washes, his body doesn't affect the water. The water doesn't affect his body in the normal way in terms of producing steam. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer kol shekolo lakui, his voice doesn't sound masculine. Ve'nikar benish leisha, That's male simanim. The ezohi islandis called shehi bas estrim below avish desiris. Same thing. Fafilu hevi alachem ikanariik islandis lechol dvarecha. Ve'elu hein simanim. What are her simanim? Called shein la dadim. She does not develop proper dadim. Umiskashe b'shas tashmish. She has tremendous pain during tashmish. Reb Shimon el Gamliel omer called shein la shipule me'ayim kanashim. Her body is not shaped like a regular woman. Reb Shimon el Azar omer called shekola avet. She doesn't have a feminine voice. All of those are simanim. Itmar, says the Gemara. You know what? Maybe we'll stop here by Itmar, because I just want to throw the Godavin, and we'll stop here, but then we'll continue. Again, we thank the Kubieski family for sponsoring this past month of Shiurim in commemoration of Jonah Kubieski's attainment of Shnas Gevura. Okay, we'll stop here.